What a wonderful mystery it is in the Word of God to study the hand of God. The prophet Habakkuk described it in his writings as horns that came out of his hand. And in those horns, that's where power was hidden. And yet, David describes the hand as a hand that upholds and leads in the movement of things and thoughts as one. And that's why, as you study the hand of God in the Bible, you will see it referenced as a candlestick, especially in the tabernacle of Moses, David, Solomon, the candlestick, the book of Revelation, the candlestick, Jesus in his life, in the synagogue, the candlestick, the priesthood and their work of the lighting of the candlestick. But the hand of God is the candlestick, and the candlestick is housed in the mind. That's why all of the tabernacles in the body or in the Bible is not to be interpreted as spirit, soul, and body, but it's to be interpreted as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And how the mind of God is housed as a habitation or as one. In the plan of redemption in oneness through covenant. We see it as early as Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. Beginning means head. The housing of the mind of God begins in the head. And it's in the head that the candlestick, it's the fourth letter in the word beginning, candlestick, is lit in the Hebrew alphabet. The spirit of the mind of God revealed. Now, the purpose of the candlestick, which is compared to a hand, is to give light. And the purpose of light is to shine into a place. And in that place, light shines through the elements of covenant, blood, water, and the spirit of the mind of God. In other words, light creates fire, or the appearance of fire, through the shining of a place. What is that place? It is the sacrificial body of Jesus. That's why the word head in the word beginning represents Elohim, or all of the thoughts of God revealed in oneness through Christ. It's the word Rosh. I don't have time to share, but every feast, Rosh Hashanah, every feast that is mentioned in the Bible is the activity of oneness of God in the mind to create in the spirit of worship. But the candlestick is the hand. Its purpose is to give light, to shine through the sacrificial body of Jesus. And it's the body of Jesus that becomes windows of the mind that we see through to manifest the heart and mind of God, thoughts, the movement of things, the supply of the kingdom. I love what it says in the book of Acts. I think it's the church of Antioch in chapter 11, verse 21. The hand of the Lord was with them, or the candlestick. More, so much more than the seven spirits of God, throne room activity. The candlestick, or the hand, is in every single part of creation that has life, joining together as one in covenant. It talks in the book of Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And yet we read in Philippians, let this mind be in you. In other words, acknowledge an example of this would be in Revelation, where chapter 1, Jesus is revealed as having eyes of fire. In other words, the spirit of his mind, the candlestick, the consciousness of who God is, gave him eyes of fire. Tongues of fire sat upon the heads of those in the upper room. How? Through the illuminating hand of the candlestick in their minds. The lifeline, it would be interesting to say that perhaps the candlestick is like the tuning fork. Revealing that symphonic sound of oneness with God. In power. So today we confess and acknowledge that we walk in oneness with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Because the candlestick, when it shines light to illuminate the sacrificial body of Jesus, it's through his body that the finished works are revealed. And we learn how to live from the end and to walk in the beginning of the end. So we habitually and fervently acknowledge that the hand of God is upon us. The candlestick, the consciousness of who God is moving. His thoughts in our minds. And it's there that we rest and we are upheld in righteousness, that light that shines through, with the understanding that we lack no good thing. We set our affections, our desire, our emotions, our imaginations on being in oneness through simple acknowledgement that the hand of God is upon us, the candlestick is upon us. Keeping us held together in oneness through covenant. Well, I pray that this little clippet has been a help to you today, and that you will participate in the lectures and the links and the materials that we have available to you wherever you're listening to this from. Steal away in the secret place today. I'm Sister Laura.